And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist. Gerald,
morning,
lovely
Jo.
To see you.
Thank
and
you.
Gorgeous to see you again, Sally Obermeter.
Morning, Sally.
Hello, everybody. Morning.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. But here's something that I've learned this week, and I didn't know. I don't know if you knew this, Gerald and Sal, but on average, Australians living in rural and remote areas have shorter lives, higher levels of disease and injury, and poorer access to and use of health services compared with people who are living in metropolitan areas. I did not know that.
And it goes against everything that we have been led to believe, that you move out of a city area into the country within reason and you've got a better quality of life. There's not the stresses, there's greenery, there's all these things. But sadly, according to the stats, which are pretty old, this is 2015-17, in Australia we don't do statistics all that well. I mean, that's now, what, 4 years old.
Mm.
Life expectancy decreases as remoteness is increased.
Mm. I guess having had breast cancer, the one experience I do know of is that breast cancer in remote areas is detected further down the track. That's something I do remember being told. And it's because either it gets dismissed or there's not the access or, you know, the availability to healthcare professionals isn't maybe what we think it is.
Yes.
And so things like this get picked up a lot later.
Yes, but even I read, Gerald, men diagnosed with prostate cancer, for men living in rural and regional areas, are 24% more likely to die from the disease. Mm. It is outrageous.
It's staggering.
Yes.
Well, and
yeah.
it is surprising because we don't hear these sorts of things. But 1.4, in 2015, the total disease burden rate, and I'm reading here from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the total disease burden rate in remote and very remote areas is 1.4 times as high as in major cities. So that's 40% more disease burden rate, which is, I think, poor. So it'll be fascinating to hear.
Yes, well, one third of our population live in regional, rural and remote areas. Mm. So it's a considerable part of our population in Australia, and these people are being overlooked and not cared for.
Yeah.
And I wonder too, as we start to see more people leave the cities and go sort of, I guess, go further out, we are seeing that a lot right around the country. I'm hoping that those numbers will come down because it's not just a few people who live out in the country. It's actually increasing more every day.
Well, 7 million people.
Yes. So we are going to be discussing the challenges people in rural, regional and remote Australia face with Nicole O'Reilly, the chairperson of the National Rural Health Alliance. And as a city dweller, I'm very keen to learn how I can support the Aussies living in regional and rural Australia. And if you or your family are from regional Australia, we would love to hear from you, 131 873. Tell us what challenges have you faced and what kind of support is useful to you in your area for you or your family. Plus, the popularity of gummy vitamins is on the rise, and Gerald, you'll be having a chat to us about the difficulty many face when it comes to swallowing tablets.
Mm.
Our A to Z of vitamins is Vitabub's multivitamin kids chewable tablets. And as always, we would love to hear from you, with any questions that you may have to support your health or well-being today. 131 873 if you have any questions at all. Next, we will hear how we can support those doing it harder in regional, rural and remote Australia. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli, or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are half price at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies for half price. Sale ends 23rd of May. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We would love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions for your health or well-being. And if you or your family are from regional Australia, we'd love to hear from you, 131 873, because setting aside the impact that the pandemic has had, historically, those in rural and remote Australia don't enjoy the same high standard of health and well-being as those who live in the cities. And they don't have the same access to health services and health-related infrastructure. Plus, we mustn't forget that these regions have been in crisis from severe droughts and extensive bushfires. So without ongoing support, there's a risk of long-term physical and mental effects. The National Rural Health Alliance represents 44 organisations working to improve the health and well-being of 7 million people living in rural and remote Australia. The chairperson is Nicole O'Reilly, and she joins us now. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning. How are you today?
Well, we're very well, thank you. Can you describe the state of health in rural Australia?
Yeah, sure. Look, there's, I guess, both good news and bad news in that front. The good news is that we're seeing growth in our regions in Australia, which we're expecting, the Alliance is expecting, should drive demand and investment in health and other rural services as they grow. And rural Australians obviously enjoy the benefits of living in a smaller community, which has a strong sense of community spirit, less congestion, and often more affordable housing. And speaking as a rural health professional, the rural health workforce is incredibly committed and has a great passion for helping people, which is critical in today's environment, where rural communities have been, as you outlined, affected by drought, bushfires and the pandemic. The bad news, I guess, however, is that at the population level, which 7 million Australians are living in areas that are considered regional, rural and remote, the rural health system has actually been going backwards, and there's an increasing gap in the availability and quality of healthcare.
So what is the, I guess you're talking about it going backwards, what's the biggest reason why it's going backwards? What's happening?
Look, I think there's a range of things that are influencing here. It's the health system has serious implications for our health and well-being, and we know that people living in rural remote areas have shorter lives and higher levels of disease and injury. And they face disadvantages in terms of the social determinants of health, particularly related to income, education and employment pathways. There's also increased rates of risky behaviour, including tobacco smoking, alcohol and illicit drug use, which are more prevalent in these areas, as well as the occupational and physical risks due to the type of work, you know, for example, farm work and other agricultural manufacturing types of jobs.
Nicole, I haven't sent you my email yet, but I'm appointing you the person responsible for rebalancing all this. Where are you going to start? I mean, you've got a spot on National Cabinet reporting to the Prime Minister, who said to you, Nicole O'Reilly from the National Rural Health Alliance, how can you direct your 44 organisations to restore some sort of integrity back in the system?
Yeah, look, the Alliance has been exploring this for quite some time. We've been in around for 25 years, and some of what we're looking at is how can we improve access to health services?
That was my question.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. How can we develop access? How can we, part of that is actually developing a workforce. So we know that recruitment and retention to rural and remote areas is more difficult. So we can get people into the rural areas, but we can't necessarily keep them for a long time. And that's one of the things that we need to look at. So we're looking at access to services. We're looking at developing a workforce and building a pipeline that where we understand that people who've lived rurally are more likely to stay in rural and remote locations and work there. So what we're looking at is, can we train people where they live or closer to where they live? So can we develop, allied health professional courses in rural and remote locations in terms of like the universities and that sort of thing, so they're closer to home. We also know that students who undertake rural placements as part of their health training are more likely to take on a role in a rural and remote location. So we'd be looking at developing those sorts of initiatives. So, you know, increasing the number of rural and regional universities offering these courses, encouraging and supporting all health students to engage in rural and remote placements as part of their training. I think it's also about recognising and ensuring that people who are living in rural and remote locations might often be either the sole practitioner of their profession or in a very small team, and so taking leave can be difficult because you're not always backfilled. And so how can we make sure people get the opportunity to take their breaks and maintain their own personal and professional resilience while working in a rural and remote location?
So Nicole, what can we in the city and metro suburbs do to support those in regions, and what sort of role does tourism play there?
Yeah, look, tourism is really important for rural and remote locations and regional locations, because every dollar that's spent there essentially flows around that community again and again and again. So that's a really important role, because that keeps resources flowing, it keeps people employed, which we all know has a really positive and important effect on mental and physical health, as well as being one of the key social determinants of health. So that's really important. I think that there's other ways, such as buying Australian produce, so buying Australian made, supporting our farmers, supporting our regional producers of, you know, arts, crafts, homewares, those sorts of things, our creative members of the community, as well as those that are producing, you know, our food and that sort of thing. And I think there's a great opportunity with COVID restricting our international travel to take the opportunity to get out and actually see Australia.
Yeah, there's so much to explore, and now we know why we need to get out and support our Aussies living out in rural, remote and regional areas. Thank you so much, Nicole.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You have a great day. We'd love you to give us a call, 131 873 Nigel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, Nigel. How can we help?
Just commenting on the health system. We've lived on the Gold Coast all our lives, and we've been setting up the last 10 years to go out and retire out in the Warwick area.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. We've got 30 acres out there. It's beautiful. We decided to set up our, change doctors and start setting up our medical stuff out around that way. There's not a doctor in Warwick that bulk bills.
Oh,
every time you go to a doctor, it costs you $75. There's people cooking, dying out there because they probably can't afford it.
It's a challenge, isn't it, Nigel? And look, I think as a boy from the bush who did his pharmacy training in the bush, one thing that I think the rural community needs to recognise once again, or re-recognise, is the importance of the local pharmacist. I'm not saying that they can solve all problems, but they're not going to address your issue with costs. That's well beyond anything that most of us can control. But go to the pharmacy and just maybe get a bit of advice there on what others have found they can do when they've moved into Warwick, Nigel, and just see how you go.
It is really a massive problem,
isn't it?
It is.
To not have the options. You know,
well, they don't. It's either take it or leave it. Here it is. That's what I'm offering. See you later.
Why has there been an increase? I wonder. Last year, obviously, with telehealth, we saw right around the country, all of us, that was the only option that we had during COVID. I wonder if there's been an uptake of that in regional areas.
Yes, there has been. There has been, Sal, and it's been remarkable the difference that telehealth has made. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. But I think, as I said to Nigel, you need to get out, go to the local pharmacy. I don't know what type of pharmacy it is in Warwick, but just say, mate, I've moved in. You're allowed to say mate. Give the pharmacist a hug and say, look, I'm moving in and I need your advice on these sorts of questions.
Thanks so much for your call there, Nigel. And we'll have more calls in just a moment after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli, or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are half price at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies for half price. Sale ends 23rd of May. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And we would love you to give us a call, 131-873. Golda has called. Hi there, Golda.
Morning, Golda.
Hello there. Good morning, everyone. I'm wondering if you can help me.
Sure.
I suffer with posterior hypertension.
Hypotension, so low blood pressure, okay.
And I'm taking Midodrine, which has no effect on me for the last 10 days. Is there anything I can take other than that which has an effect? I've been fainting and lightheadedness right through, and I grab a chair whenever I can so my blood pressure becomes stable. When I stand, it becomes unstable.
Golda, it's time we got your GP to perhaps refer you off to a specialist, because the risk of an unexpected fall is huge, and that's the last thing you want. If within 10 days there's been no change and they're just a new medication, look, you've got no option. Get back to the doctor tomorrow and just say, look, this isn't working and I'm worried about a fall and a fracture. What's the next step? Can I go and see a specialist, please?
I'm seeing a specialist at the moment, and he said to wait until the 4th of June. So
That's another few weeks, Golda. How about you give him a call then tomorrow and say, is it normal that I would be so unstable on my feet because I'm really worried about the risk of a fall? You've got to
Thank you for that,
push.
And I hope no one else has to go through the same experience. Wishing them the best of luck for a lovely Sunday to all your listeners.
Now and again, Golda, you've got to raise your voice. You've got to get a little bit pumped up.
Yes. And, you know, people say that, you know, high blood pressure is obviously concerning, but low blood pressure equally concerning.
Yes, because if your blood pressure falls, as Gold has explained, when you stand up, there is an enormous risk of falling, which could be when you're sitting on the toilet, could be when you get up out of bed. Mm. And imagine how many things you could whack your head on.
Yeah, terrible. All the best with that, Golda. Lois from Reservoir, good morning.
Morning, Lois.
Hello. Look, I've got exactly the same thing as that other lady, except that I'm over 90 and I'm blind and I had a bad fall and I've lost my balance. When I went to the doctors, he said to me, best thing is to go into a home, but I'm not doing that.
No, fair enough.
And when I stand up, my blood pressure goes to 109. It drops to 109. And when I stand up, I got to steady myself before I take a step.
Lois, this is as we've seen from our two callers already, this is fairly common, and this drop in blood pressure is really risky. And I think a lot of people actually, that's the reason behind this unexpected fall I mentioned. If you want to stay at home, God bless you. But you need to get some support groups involved in looking after you at home. And the throwaway line is, well, it's time to move into a home, I think, is a little bit average. Just say no, as you've said, but you need some help at home to work out what's best to maintain your blood pressure, and have someone there so they can actually watch as you stand up and see how you feel, so they can make sure that everything's in order. So you get the support group around you, Golda, and, you know, go back to eating plenty of the solid foods, the simple stuff, Sal, that we know, plenty of iron-rich foods as well to make sure you've got plenty of red blood cells, and that's going to help really with hydration. It's just going to help settle your blood pressure.
Yeah, if you can. I know sometimes also when you get a little bit older, the desire for meat is not a sort of older people sometimes don't want to have as much meat, but even just a little bit, a couple of times a week is enough to just, well, it's not enough, but it's at least a start. Mm. And definitely keep up those veggies. That's really important. So, yeah, a balanced diet if you can.
Yes, but Lois is, she's only a young 90, but she's sight impaired. sight impaired, which is an extra element of risk in there as well. So get plenty of people around you. If you can, Lois.
Yes. 131-873 is our number. Marley has called from Sydney. Good morning, Marley.
Morning, Marley.
Oh, good morning.
I just
want to ask Gerald.
Yes.
I'm now been taken off warfarin, and for the last few months I'm on extra real term.
Yes.
And now I want to know, when I was on warfarin, I could not take vitamin E. Mm. Now I'm on Xarelto. Can I go back and take vitamin E?
Probably not, Marley, and here's the reason why. Xarelto is a relatively new drug and we're still learning lots about it. It's a little more convenient and possibly safer than warfarin, but the same rationale applies with the proviso. Because it's a new drug, we really don't know. So I think you probably should avoid the vitamin E and look at other ways. What were you going to take the vitamin E for?
I was just going to take it. I took it before I was on warfarin,
yes.
And I found it did me a lot of good. I had a lot more energy, and I felt just better in myself.
Okay.
But if I won't take it now.
No, best not to at this stage, Marley. Now, in 12 months' time, we might know a lot more. So give me a call back in 12 months' time, and I'll probably be able to give you a little more information about it.
Thanks so much for your call there, Marley. Hey, now, so Gerald, I wanted to ask you, I know that we speak a lot about making sure that we have the right nutrients and vitamins, mm-hmm. and sometimes that does mean taking a supplement mm-hmm. if we feel like our diet's not giving us what we need. But I have been reading about how some people find taking supplements or taking a tablet of any kind quite difficult because they have issues swallowing. Why would we have trouble swallowing?
We assume the swallowing reflex is something that's always going to be there, Jo, but then there's lots of reasons why the swallowing reflex starts to fall apart. One is people get a little older. The other is that really dry mouth. So when you're chewing food, it doesn't get nice and soft and gooey. And it's a common problem. A lot of medications are a fair size.
Mm.
A lot of supplements are a fair size, particularly dry tablets. So we look at other ways of getting either medications or supplements in if you wish to use them or take them. So we look at powders, we look at liquids, we look at capsules, and you can always pull a capsule apart if you want for the powder that's inside.
Yeah.
So if something's not working, and then there are the chewables as well.
Mm.
So there are other options. And you can always mix them with food. Sal, most things mix well with food. There's not a lot that you've got to take on an empty tummy.
No, most are fine. And I think, too, sometimes, as you're saying, the reason that the tablets, especially the harder ones, people can find it hard to swallow. But I remember reading a trick, and I think I've got this the right way, so don't quote me on it, but I think it's you put your head down to swallow it, because we automatically assume that you tip your head back, but
sure.
I think that's for soft capsules, whereas those harder ones, I think they say it's better to put your head, tilt your head or your neck forward. So that was, I thought, a really interesting thing, and you can also cut them in half. If you find those big ones too big, just take to it with a knife, you know.
There are some, though, sell a sustained release, and so you can't cut in half, so it's a little different.
True.
But really, the thing is, as Sel said, and we were chatting about this while we're enjoying our coffee this morning, and you were trying to imitate a chook drinking water, which was not a good look. So in all of that, smaller mouthfuls,
mm-hmm.
have a mouthful of water to wet your mouth before you start, but get some advice from the pharmacist about the other options.
But there are lots of options, and there's gummies, there's powders, there's lots of different things that you can take. Your swallowing is an issue for you. We'll have more of your calls after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies for half price. Sale ends 23rd of May. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We love it when you give us a call, 131 873. So, hello, Carol from Ashwood. Good morning.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning, all. Gerald, I sent you an email quite some time ago now.
Yes.
About my sweating.
Yes.
I was taking medication from my doctor.
Yes.
I stopped it because it dried me out too much.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't really happen. It didn't really help me, and so I went off it. Now, what happens is I'm fine sitting down and laying down, but as soon as I get up to even go and get my breakfast or do the housework or go shopping, I sweat. Uncomfortable.
What was the medication the doctor gave you? Can you remember what it was?
Look, I can't remember the name, but I remember it was a blue tablet.
Okay. And really, did you go back to the doctor who may have in fact adjusted the dose? So
he wanted me to go stronger, but I didn't like it because it was, dried my mouth and everything. It just dried me out.
That's the problem with anything that's going to dry up. Perspiration is going to dry everything out, and that's not fun. Now, Carol, there is a herb called sage, S-A-G-E, which we use for sweating. And you can buy that in a capsule form from a pharmacy or health food store. And that you might have to take two of them three times a day. They're okay to take. They don't have any interactions with anything else, but they tend to work on the sweat glands. And it's been around for years, good traditional evidence to say that will make a difference. And then if you do that, get the sage and drop me an email, say in 2 or 3 weeks, and let me know how you get on. Is that okay?
Okay. Look, could I tell you, I went to Chemist Warehouse only last week.
Yes.
In Chadston.
Yeah.
And the lady I was talking to said that you worked there some time ago. I don't know, you know, she knew you.
Yes.
And when I went and talked to the chemist person,
yes,
she didn't even know what I was talking about. She said, no, we have nothing like okay. that here.
Well, all right. Well, they do. And it's a herb called sage. So, Carol, let's between you and I get this worked out. And we don't have to worry about anyone else. Go and buy it. Have a look at the dose on the side. If it doesn't make sense, send me an email. I'm just away interstate tomorrow, so I may not get back to you for a couple of days. But if you've got some questions, please let me know.
Thanks so much for your call there, Carol. Mary from Narellan Vale. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, all. I just have a question. For the last year, I've been having a cold every few months.
Mm-hmm.
And I take copious amounts of vitamins. I take like probiotics, magnesium, aged garlic, curcumin and vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And then pharmacists suggested that I take some immune support, which I've been doing. But I'm sick again now. And I've stopped taking probiotics, magnesium, aged garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get sick, I take immune support
mm-hmm.
and garlic, zinc and echinacea, which seems to help.
Yes.
But my question is, plus my doctor says my bloods are good. What am I lacking in that makes me keep getting sick every few months?
I think you're just a bit unlucky, Mary. It's showing that your ability to withstand viral infections is poor. And the fundamentals, you're taking one of them, which is vitamin D, but you need to take two of those every day, two at the same time every day. The immune formulations will have things like zinc and vitamin C in them, and they are important to take across winter, but the vitamin D is fundamental. One thing you can put in, we inhale viral matter through our nose, is use isotonic saline without a preservative, and just use that each night before you go to bed. So anything you've picked up across the day, you irrigate away, and that's going to make a difference. And look at the foods. You've got to really look at immune-supporting foods, and here's Sally.
Yeah, definitely. I agree, Gerald, and you're absolutely right. Zinc and vitamin D are so critical for immune support. I would add, in terms of food, if you're trying to use oily fish, your broccoli, definitely anything citrus-related. Blueberries are amazing. Turmeric's amazing. The other thing I'd say is also just check if you're sleeping well, because sometimes if you're run down, that also makes you susceptible. So even though you can end up taking all the supplements and you're doing a great job, if you're not sleeping and your body's not getting enough rest, it can actually set you up to kind of sometimes become more susceptible.
Mm.
Would one of your pies make a difference, Sal?
They help everything. There a pie go. Would always help.
There you go.
One of those pies. Sounds amazing. Chicken?
Do you do chicken and leek? Chicken and leek.
Oh, yum. Mm. The best. Actually, there's a really interesting story on the House of Wellness website at the moment talking about how we supercharge our recovery from having a virus.
Mm.
And really, it is those traditional things like rest,
mm.
like yes. not soldiering on.
Nice.
You know,
yes.
we, I think, have learned through the pandemic that if you are unwell, you stay home. And we've never had that culture before.
No, we've got a lot to criticise about that advertising campaign. We were encouraged not to be a wuss, but just get in and spread germs everywhere, which was a bit silly.
And the other thing is to understand that actually if you have a virus, it doesn't necessarily go in 4 to 5 days.
No.
Expect it to last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Right.
So you live with it. Don't expect that it's going to resolve quickly.
But rest, yeah. rest.
Sleep, yes. rest, yes. sleep. Yep, yeah. It's very important.
We'll have more of your calls after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Want glossy hair, radiant skin and stronger nails? Try the all-in-one beauty Vita Gummy, Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin and Nails. It's specially formulated to help maintain healthy hair, radiant skin and strengthen nail health. It contains biotin, vitamin C and E plus zinc. For beauty on the go, get Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin and Nails, just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies for half price. Sale ends 23rd of May. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're with the House of Wellness, and it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, today we are talking about Vitabubs Multivitamin Kids Chewable Tablets.
I get a lot of emails from grandparents as well as parents, but interestingly, grandparents, where children from all ages, 3, 4 and higher, are just lurching from cold to cold to cold. And as I explained in my response, and we've all had kids when they were younger, they grow. So all of their energy and vitality is directed to growing, so their immune system drops away. So therefore, the concept of some sort of nutritional support makes sense in some form. And a chewable form is one. And there are others as well. But so often, Sal, they don't have time to eat what they should be eating. They're on the go, they've got sport, they've got this, they've got something else. So anything you can do to reduce that ongoing sharing of infection around the house is worthwhile.
Absolutely. And I think too, as you say, with kids, and I think this goes for good food and sort of, I guess, nutrition in general, more is more, you know, so it's not like they can ever have too much. So I think it's great if you can give them something extra, because as you say, their body is already working overtime.
Yes, all as the they time. Grow.
Yeah.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Vitabubs Kids Multivitamins to support your child's healthy growth and development. Proudly Australian made and owned. Let's get another call on. Hello, Luke from Sydney.
Hello, Luke.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
We're well. How can we help?
Just a quick inquiry. I've had two previous sinus surgeries.
Oh, well done. Gee, they're no fun, Luke, are they?
No, they're terrible. And all I say is they just clean me out. That's all I can say they did.
For those having breakfast, we apologise.
Yeah.
So where are you left now? What's happening now?
Yeah, so what happens now is I've got just the worst headaches and I'm losing balance and things like that. I went and had a CT scan, which is good.
Yes.
And they said it was, sorry about my pronunciation, it's sinusitis.
Sinusitis, that's pretty common.
Yep, right.
Luke, I've got these suggestions for you, and I mentioned it to one of our callers before. You can get a saline irrigation, which gently clears out. Your sinuses are dead-end tubes. They're a hollow bone that's filled with muck and mucus, and again, apologies for breakfast, but that's got to be drained away. And saline irrigation morning and night will make an enormous impact on that. It's disappointing it hasn't been suggested so far. You need one that does not have a preservative, and use it every night and every morning, and you will be surprised over time how things improve.
All the best with you there, Luke. We've got time for one more very quick call. Hello, Carol from Fernie Hills.
Morning, Carol.
Hi. Hello. I'm ringing up because I was diagnosed with cryptogenic organised pneumonia last year.
Mm-hmm.
I never get sick. I never get a cough or a cold. I just get a cytokine reaction where my lungs fill up with fluid, end up in hospital. So I'm just coming off the prednisone and they're putting me on a drug called Myfortic.
Yes, okay.
And with the Myfortic, I've got this cough.
Mm-hmm.
I can't seem to get rid of the cough. I've changed my diet to an apparently it's an autoimmune disease.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
and
is.
I just wanted to know what I can do naturally.
We're looking here, Carol, at supporting your lung strength. So green-lipped mussel comes as a capsule, 800 milligram or so twice a day, and ivy leaf extract helps with mucus production, helps you expectorate, get rid of the mucus, get onto that, both from your pharmacy.
Thank you so much for all of our callers this morning. Head to houseofwellness.com.au. If you have a question to the Ask tab, we encourage you to do so because Gerald's there ready to answer. Also today, House of Wellness TV at midday on Channel 7, a really interesting story about obsessive compulsive disorder, where we learn exactly what it is and what we can do to support those who are in our community with obsessive compulsive disorder. It's very debilitating, this condition.
Yes,
extremely.
In young people, it's just awful.
Yes, and also GQ, you and Heinze made some yummy sweet potato rosti.
They are magnificent. Now, disclaimer here from a safety perspective. At the end, he throws one up in the air and I catch it on my plate. Don't do that at home. Don't do it at home.
Well, I think this sweet potato rosti would work well with your chicken pie.
I think so. And I'm surprised you didn't bring any in, GQ. I noticed you're very quiet on that front.
Yeah.
I ate them.
So House of Wellness TV is on today at midday on Channel 7, but it's not broadcast in Perth on 7 Main this Sunday or today. But next, on Friday, we're back at 2 o'clock on Channel 7 as well. And we'll be back with more House Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Nature's Way adult gummies for half price. Sale ends 23rd of May. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Gerald and Sally, it's been so lovely to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Sal, I've got to raise with you something that's on your Instagram.
Dear.
No, it is amazing. This Choc Chickpea Crispies on your Insta. So I'm amazed by them.
I know. Well, the best part is that they don't taste like chickpeas. So if you don't know what it basically is you get some chickpeas, you rinse them, you put them in the air fryer, and then you just add some chocolate and all the chocolate melts from the heat of the chickpeas that have been air fried. And then you just put them in the fridge and they become these crispies. Oh, you will never look back, I promise you.
I was watching it just going, what deliciousness am I seeing here?
So, of course,
chickpeas are so good for us, yes?
So good for you. So, as is chocolate. Good chocolate is good for you.
I agree, Sal.
You know what? A two-ingredient wonder. I'm here for that.
Yes. Well, that's always been your strength, isn't it?
I do know the air fryer is everywhere at the moment.
Oh, I love it.
It's taken over the Thermomix as the must-have appliance in kitchens these days.
The air fryer is the new slow cooker.
It's true. It's so true. Oh, well, thank you so much, Gerald and Sal.
Thanks, Sal.
It's been an absolute delight. Of course, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.